Bubbles Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Saturday, September 24th edition of the Bubbles Podcast. My name is Steve.
My name is James. And it's Bubbles.
It's time for Bubbles.
Is it Bubbles?
It's Bubbles time.
Wow. Who could have guessed?
How are you, James?
I'm good.
What have you been up to?
Not much really. Just doing school stuff.
Yeah, how's school?
Chilling at home. School's pretty good. It's fun.
Getting good grades?
Yeah.
That's good. Can't wait to see that report card. So we have an action-packed show today to talk about water. First of all, we're in our podcast studio here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And there was a big kind of storm yesterday, a thunderstorm that got me thinking.
What?
Well, number one, I couldn't even remember the last time that it rained down here.
Yeah.
Can you? It's been a minute, right? Mm-hmm. So then I started thinking, well, it hasn't been raining very much, and California is in a drought. Most of the country's in a drought. This is a bad situation for water.
Yeah.
So I looked up Lake Mead. Do you know where Lake Mead is?
Where?
Lake Mead is in Nevada, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it later on in the show. But I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty thirsty.
I am too. And you know what? We have six waters today.
So six waters on the pod.
Definitely enough to hydrate. We're definitely going to be taking a few bio breaks here, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So which water would you like to try first?
Well, you know, all of these except one are familiar waters that we've had, and the one that is a new water alert is actually just a different version of a water we had before. So I know all of these, and I know that I probably want to get one out of the way just so we don't have to dread it anymore.
Are any of these waters on the scale of the Fine Water Award tastings?
Not that
maybe. I think maybe. Why don't you say what the waters are? Go through them.
All right. So, Polar Premium Seltzer Water. It's been a while since we had that. Been a minute.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not really looking forward to it.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but I mean, I'm not dreading it.
I'm sure it's going to be nice and bubbly.
And then we've got Waiwera again.
Waiwera water is a good water.
Great water. We like
that's a nice bottle.
And then the one I want to start with, because I don't want to dread it for much longer, is the True Alka water.
True Alka, 9 to 10 pH.
Wow, so interesting.
And
so
then it
amazing.
Says stable.
So unique. You never heard of that ever. Jesus. Then we've got Proud Source Spring Water from the Rocky Mountains. Poland Spring Origin, right, which is from Maine. And then we've got Kopu Artisan Spring Water, which we've had. But this is the carbonated.
Oh, wow.
Is this the still version of... And we had the carbonated version last time we tried this water. I think, yeah, this is the still version.
Okay.
We had the carbonated version.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you crack one open, James?
All right. True Alka, get over here because I want to be done tasting you already. I mean, I'm thirsty. We just had a coffee. Right, I did at least.
Yeah, it was good.
Cleanser. It was delicious, but does coffee make you dehydrated too? It makes me dehydrated.
That sounds like might be a
Topo Facts.
Right.
So Topo Fact.
Topo Fact. Yes, drinking caffeine containing beverages as part of a normal lifestyle doesn't cause fluid loss in excess of the volume ingested. While caffeinated drinks may have a mild diuretic effect,
meaning that they may cause the need to urinate.
Jesus, they don't appear to increase the risk of dehydration. I mean, it makes me feel thirsty.
Me too. I'm thirsty. Yeah. Let's try some of this True Alkaline water.
I don't know what to tell you. It just tastes like plastic.
Well, cheers, James. You're fixing your pH by drinking this water. Let's see what it says about it.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it tastes like muddy.
Yeah, muddy and plasticky. It's just not good.
It's 1 liter purified water with electrolytes, BPA free. What does it say on the back of the bottle there?
Says a ton of false statements that I don't want to read.
Can you just read it?
It's like a dance, a ballet of water. That's what we really wanted. Something that tasted of the Earth's elements, had synergy, an amazing balance, yet was true to our love of water. Water that would touch every single cell in your body in amazing ways you've never imagined. Water that would become your life force. Really wonderful tasting water. Water you'll love to drink because it's powerful, yet has a depth and taste that's smooth and pure. It's our creation, it's our story, it's our water dance. Shut up.
Wow.
You're just taking already, like, mediocre water and then just making it even less mediocre. More mediocre? You're making it bad. You're taking mediocre water and making it bad. And that's not a ballet of water. That is ruining water.
This is purified water by reverse osmosis infused with iconic calcium, magnesium, and other things. Okay. Is it time for a...
Yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating?
My bottle cap rating on the True Elka water is a... it's BPA free. 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
BPA free.
I don't like the taste. I'm going to have to go 0.
Do you want to give it a 0, though? Because Smart Water Black also has a 0, and we're yet to give it
It's not that bad, so we'll leave Smart Water Black as the bottom of the barrel.
So put it at, like, a 0.5 or something.
0.5, okay.
0.5.
Yeah.
Because Smart Water Black is always going to be the worst of the worst. Please don't pick that up ever. Ever.
Smart Water Black, I don't think it's going to be on the market for too long.
Please, like, it tastes like... How did they even do that? How do you sell and distribute a water that tastes like a cleaning product?
Marketing. James, I wanted to talk to you about our last podcast. Did you enjoy it?
It was so fun.
How great is Milan Patel?
He's awesome.
The knowledge that gentleman has about water is more than most people would get in a lifetime.
I envy him. I really
He's
do.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And what a cool guy.
Uh-huh.
And that was our first ever video podcast. How did you like that experience?
Yeah, it was cool. You can go check that out. We have a YouTube now. Nothing's up on it at the time of this recording.
I thought you were going to post our collab.
I don't have the software to do it.
Okay.
Really. I just don't. But
okay, I can do it from my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to give me the account for the YouTube to log in.
We'll do that.
But yeah, you can check it out on our YouTube channel, which is The Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah, or you can also check it out if you want to see the video version. It's not much to see. I mean, it's just like a video podcast. You can see us talking.
And drinking water.
Yeah.
And on the Fine Liquids UK YouTube channel. And also on Milan, MILIONH2O.
YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think you can find it there too on his social.
Uh-huh.
But it was cool. It was great to hear the behind the scenes about the water tasting at Bled and the Fine Taste Design Awards. That was cool.
Totally. Uh-huh.
I did notice on Instagram you were asking about Sokasani.
Mm-hmm.
Gold medal.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it has a gold medal and it's still or sparkling category?
Let me look it up. I think I just saved it on my Instagram. You keep talking and maybe get that next water ready and I'll get this, pull this up.
All right. Well, I want to get that taste out of my mouth. So let's go with something that, Let's go with something. I don't know. Is this a new water alert too? This might be a new water alert.
Crowdsource we've had. It's excellent. So... you know, I don't want to do a spoiler alert before we get into it, but it's really, really good.
All right. I don't remember this water, so I'm kind of intrigued. Oh my god, the condensation on this isn't... It's dripping.
Well, I was going to say, James, we have 3 plastic bottles, 2 aluminum cans, and or aluminum bottles, and one glass today.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know it's going to be a at least half decent water when it has the contents of the water on the back. So we've got calcium at a 42, magnesium at a 6.8, silica at a 12, bicarbonate at a 145, chlorides 4.6, TDS 166.8. So it's a medium water. And the pH is 8.1 to 8.5. And this is like rule of thumb, of course. It's in milligrams per liter. So that is the milligrams per liter on this water. It's a pretty high calcium water too, huh? Not nearly as high as Gerolsteiner, I don't think. But
yeah,
still.
It's from the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
From Idaho.
Alright. Should we hop into this?
Let's do it. While you're doing that, I'll tell you a little bit about the brand, Proud Source.
Oh, man.
Proud sourced spring water. Natural alkaline spring water. Our source of water lies deep in the Earth's granite crust, evolved from the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera. Proud sourced water exists to offer its customers the finest spring water in the most sustainable manner. As a brand, we only offer natural alkaline spring water from a protected water source. You won't find any additives in our water, only natural minerals and electrolytes. Man-made is not best made. The Earth knows more about water than we ever will.
I agree.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Salut. Mm.
That is a good water.
Isn't it? It's smooth.
Smooth, sweet, and then earthy. Yeah. It's got a little pepperiness to it, too. Yeah, this is a tasty water. I like their message. They have a 1% for the planet thing going on.
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about their sustainability if you want.
Sure, but before you do that, I just want to say, isn't that supervolcano terrifying?
What supervolcano?
You haven't heard of the Yellowstone supervolcano?
No, tell me about it.
It's like something that's gonna, I've heard is gonna erupt within the next, like, couple thousand years or something. And it's, like, gigantic.
Hopefully, like down the line and not in the next 100 years.
Yeah, but, like, I heard it's going to be, like, absolutely detrimental. It's going to, like, cover the entire, like, Earth's sky in smokiness for a while and, like, obliterate half the United States or something. I don't know. I learned something about it in school, and they were teaching it to, like, fourth graders, which I'm looking back on now, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But also kind of messed up. I mean, it's like, hey, kids, in a couple thousand years, half of the United States where you're living currently will be obliterated by a gigantic volcano that's going to erupt and cover the sky in darkness.
Well, you know what, James? Nobody can tell the future. You know,
Yeah. Nobody
expected, well, some people might have, but most people didn't expect a global pandemic and lockdown and all the stuff that went on with and is still going on with COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
And
Yeah. There's
just all kinds of events throughout history that, you know, nobody could predict. Wow. So this is Proud Source.
All right, let's see. Proud Source. Our global impact. Our goal is to donate $5 million back to the environment by 2030 and to divert 200 million bottles from landfills and back into a truly recycled world. Okay, already said that. Alright, so it's just the same message twice and then a ton of pictures.
So do you have a bottle cap rating for me?
This is a cool top of fact real quick and then I'll give a bottle cap rating. Aluminum is our choice for our bottle and cap because it is infinitely recyclable. This means aluminum will never lose its material strength as it is recycled for years on end. 75% of all aluminum ever produced is still in use today.
That's cool. I'm going in for seconds on this one. I really like this water.
Yeah. Why is that? Whoa, what? What?
What is it, James? The suspense is killing me.
I'm looking at their I'm looking at their page now at the store. I bet it's just labeled incorrectly or something. But they have like a 25-ounce bottle of Rocky Mountain spring water for $70.
For one bottle?
It looks like they don't say it's a pack or anything. That's very odd.
Well, let's click on it and see. 16-ounce Rocky Mountain Spring, $46.99.
That's very odd. I bet it's like a case of like...
Right, it's a case of 24.
24.
Yep.
Oh, it was almost right on the nose. 25.
Yep, there you go. Usually things are sold in multiples of 12, 6, 12, 24, yeah. Like that.
Well, that's kind of odd. Why wouldn't they put a, what is it, 24-pack? 24-pack on there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating?
For the Proud Source spring water from the Rocky Mountains, I like that they're, going for a sustainability thing. I like their water. I like their packaging. Gonna give it pretty high marks, like an 8.
8 out of 10 bottle caps.
Like, 7.5 I'll do.
You do 7.5?
I'm not blown out of the water, no pun intended. Yeah. Not blown out of the water by it. Like, it's not obliterating my mind. But it's a nice water. I mean, it's got like it's smooth. It's got that earthiness. It's got that sweetness. It feels a little bland compared to some of the other higher marked waters that we've had. So even though I do like their sustainability, their packaging is above average. That's my bottle cap rating.
All right.
Solely because of the water.
I love this water. 8.5 bottle caps. It's wow. Delicious. So I was talking about Lake Mead.
Lake Mead,
yes. Yeah. Both Lake Powell and Lake Mead reservoirs are half empty, James.
Oh.
The scientists predict they will probably never fill up again. The water supply, more than 22 million people in three lower basin states in jeopardy. Ooh. The region's also facing an environmental crisis.
Ah, that's crazy, huh? Yeah, another thing we've talked about before as well, like on the topic of pollution and water and stuff like that. Of course, all of these towns getting, like, having to get water trucked in.
Yeah, their wells are drying up.
Yeah, just terrible, terrible stuff. But also animals, too. You know, animals are going extinct.
Yeah.
Like our buddy Axel here.
Yeah.
He doesn't have many friends in the wild left alive because the one lake that they're allowed to, that they survive in,
yeah.
The one lake that they survive in the wild is just completely polluted.
Is it really? Where is it?
It's in Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty close to, like, highly populated areas, though, that are there now. So, that's, like, it's really sad. It is. Yeah, it's really sad how these, animals are being affected, you know, in the wild.
Yeah. Well, on a much more positive note, we had a takeaway from the last podcast. Do you remember what that was, James?
Free water.
Free water. Yeah.
Free water.
So have you done a little bit of research on free water?
We both have.
Yep.
Yeah. And we have a, we have some information.
So what do we know about free water, James?
Well, we know it's free. We know that they're not currently shipping anywhere. They're just passing it out in Austin, Texas. And they have a pretty, I wouldn't say pretty relevant, but I'd say pretty on-topic social media presence.
Yeah, but what's it all about?
Well, the message is to be free, like have free water and be sustainable. And
how do they do that?
Just be an awesome company, and they do it by getting the like
advertising.
Bottles. Yeah, they put advertising on the bottles labels. And that is how they make their money to keep distributing these waters and these bottles. Yeah. So we have a little thing here.
So Free Water, the world's first free beverage company, launches with a foundation and focus in philanthropy. Free Water is a paradigm-shifting, philanthropic marketing startup that's implementing an innovative, eco-friendly, BPA-free product as a new type of advertising medium. 10 cents from each beverage will be donated to charity to help build water wells for people in need. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's awesome what they're doing. I think it's really cool. The next step for them is to be able to start shipping, you know, or at least maybe not shipping, but at least expanding, you know, maybe you start with like a couple more cities in Texas and then you get further and further out. And then soon you're like this big, big, like kind of charity, I guess. They would be a charity, right?
Yeah. Sell or freely distribute. You put your, you just sign up to put your ad on the water. And then, you know, they distribute the water and the companies that put their ads on it can either sell it or they can distribute it for free and just for their advertising, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing. You want to know something else about Free Water?
What?
Natural spring water.
Yeah. I really want to try it because it looks like it's a pretty decent water too. And, also on top of that, don't they donate like 10 cents to a charity?
That's right. The future is free. 10 cents from each beverage donated to charity to build wells.
Yeah, that is. It's really awesome what they're doing.
Bottled water costs 2,000 times the price of tap water. Did you know that?
I did because I read their website.
Free Water has a goal to be carbon neutral by 2025. It's a natural spring water, and then they distribute. So a little technical difficulty there, James. I think we tried to play a YouTube video, and it Anchor didn't like that very much, our podcast platform. It cut out. But really good, the mission that's going on at Free Water. Invite everybody to check out Free Water, especially if you're around the Austin, Texas area. I think that's where they're launching right now. And their Instagram's full of a lot of people walking around Austin, hipsters trying Free Water with the different ads on it. Shirtless on their Insta, many of them.
Well, I'm thirsty, you're thirsty. Our podcast is called Bubbles.
Bring on the bubbles, baby.
Polar Seltzer. Premium seltzer, naturally calorie-free, original. People swear by this water, you know that?
Really?
People really do. I remember on some of our much earlier episodes...
some people are big fans of it, right?
Yeah, people are like, this is my favorite water by far. I really do love this water a lot.
They have flavors too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have like mango flavors.
Really?
I really want to try it, yeah.
It's called Polar Spring?
Polar Seltzer.
Polar Seltzer.
It was featured on our podcast a couple times, like a while ago. We're talking like 30, 40 episodes ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has definitely been a minute. Maybe longer than that, really. We were living in a different area when we had Polar Seltzer on the podcast last.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
Ooh.
It's salty.
It's got a bite to it.
It's salty.
What's going on in this water, James?
Is it just completely water? Or it's seltzer, right?
I don't know. My eyes are too small. Not too small. The print is too small for my eyes to read.
No, it's just carbonated water. That's crazy. It's got an acidity to it, definitely. And it's got a saltiness and a sweetness. That's better than I thought it would be.
Family made since 1882.
Wow.
Yep, Polar Seltzer has been crafted with the same care and attention for over 138 years.
Wow.
Tiny bubbles. No sugar, no sweeteners, no sodium, no carbs, no MSG, vegan, gluten-free. I would hope the water's vegan.
No sodium.
That's what it says.
What? I get some sodium.
They've got all kinds of flavors, James. Blueberry lemonade, cherry pomegranate, cranberry clementine, cranberry lime, Georgia peach, lemon, lime, mandarin, orange vanilla, Polar Seltzer original that we're trying, pineapple, pomelo, pomegranate, raspberry lime, ruby red grapefruit, strawberry lemonade, toasted coconut, triple berry and vanilla.
I told you. You know what we might have to do at one point? No mango on that?
No mango.
Oh, I guess I saw like an orange or something. You know what we should do?
What should we do, James?
We should get, like, if they have smaller bottles than this liter size, we should get every flavor of Polar Seltzer and rank them. That could be a cool
set. That could be fun.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of flavors, like you said.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Some of them are very interesting, huh?
Yeah, I'm not too big on the flavored waters, as you know, but I would be down for a podcast episode to try them.
Yeah, me neither. I just, like, I think it would be pretty entertaining, though. I think it would be fun.
It's definitely a reverse osmosis water, right?
Is it? Because I do get a sweetness coming through. It might just be the carbonation, but I get a sweetness coming through, and I get a sodium like and an acidic flavor.
Ingredients: carbonated water.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say spring water anywhere. No. Nope. So I guess just assume the worst.
But... yeah, I'm sure we could find the source somewhere, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating on Polar Seltzer?
Well, plastic bottle. I'm not too sure about the sustainability. Yeah. I don't know. I like the water, though.
You do?
I do. I like the water. I don't get an RO taste from it. I get a sweetness, and I get an acidity, and I get a little bit of sodium coming through, even though they say there's no sodium.
That's pretty high-quality water.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a, it's not my favorite, but I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
7? Okay.
A step below the Proud Source.
So, James, because of the Topo Chico shortage, I've been drinking a lot of San Pellegrino recently.
Yes.
And to me, that's an excellent water.
It's good.
And this is definitely a step down from that San Pellegrino.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 bottle caps.
Okay, do you remember what you rated San Pellegrino?
I think I rated it higher.
Yeah, you definitely rated it
like higher. Like 8 or 9.
Yeah. The San Pellegrino to me is definitely a cool 9, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the accessibility and everything. Yeah.
What's next?
Alright, so we're down to 3 more waters here. Waiwera, Kopu, and Poland Spring Origin. Which one should we do?
Let's get that Poland Spring one out of the way.
Alright. Bam, bam.
Poland Spring Origin. Is it actually spring water?
Yes, it is actually. It's spring water from Maine. That may come as a surprise. But it is actually a spring water. And I've seen advertisements for this. We've had it before.
What does the advertising say about it?
It doesn't say much. It's just like normally guys driving in a car and then they go to like a mountain in the woods and then they drink Poland Spring.
Yeah. This is a Nestle water, right?
It is. But I mean, so is San Pellegrino and Perrier.
Yep.
You
know? That's right.
So, just because it's owned by Nestle doesn't mean it's bad, but it also doesn't mean it's stolen from a village and then sold back to them. They're on profit.
that Nestle's been known to do. What does it say on the back of the bottle?
Refreshingly Maine. I don't get why people... do people really flex that they're from, like, Maine or something? I don't...
I think people are proud of where they're from.
I mean, I'd say so, yeah, but I mean... you know what? I'm not even going to continue on that rant. Surrounded by pine trees, hidden in the woods of Maine, is the source of Poland Spring Origin. Here beneath the surface, our spring water filters through 10,000-year-old glacial sands. Perfectly balanced with naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste. One sip and you'll know it could only be from Maine. Man, they really love being from Maine.
They sure do.
One sip, and you know it's from Maine.
Let's see if we get that Maine flavor.
It's got that Maine taste, you know what I'm saying? It comes from everything from Maine, but you can't recreate it. It's only a Maine thing. From Maine, the most refreshing place on Earth. See what the Poland Spring family is doing to help keep Maine and our springs beautifully conserved at PolandSpring.com.
Okay.
Wow, they love being from Maine.
Why don't you crack it open? And while you're doing that, I'm on NestleWaterNorthAmerica.com. And guess what this page says?
What?
Committed to Maine. Our Poland Spring brand, 100% natural spring water, has a rich 175-year history in Maine. We work hard each day to honor that heritage through everything we do, from producing quality beverages to helping manage Maine's natural water resource responsibility and sustainability, supporting Maine's workforce and economy. We are proud of our operations in Maine and the many ways positively affect the local communities, environment, and economy where we live and work. We source water from 10 different locations in Maine: Poland Spring, Cold Spring, Clear Spring, Spruce Spring, Garden Spring, Evergreen Spring, White Cedar Spring, Bradbury Spring, Bella Luna Spring, Ellis Spring. These springs are listed on our product labels.
Man, Nestle owns good water companies, but they don't know how to market water, do they?
I don't think they do. I don't think they're very good at it.
You know what? I think that whole Maine shtick is actually pretty smart, considering, because, like, people are going to be like, yeah, Maine, if they live in Maine. So they're probably going to buy a lot of Poland Spring if they're like, yeah, we love Maine. Maine is the best. Woo, go Maine. And then Maine's like, yeah.
This bottle was made with recycled bottles, 100% recycled, 100% recyclable. Well, that's questionable. excludes cap and label. Because we know that recycling plastic right now is not a profitable business. So yeah. Most plastic is just going to the landfills and ending up in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers. Whoa, it has a smell. Oh my God, they taste like plastic.
I think you're really sensitive to these ones that are in plastic bottles. It comes through.
You taste it too.
I do. It's not good. I mean, it's not nearly as good as that Proud Source water that we just had in the aluminum bottle.
I don't understand how. I guess it's like with different. Does Poland Spring have BPA in it, in its bottle? Does
no.
Does it say anything about that?
It's got to be BPA free.
Please recycle both bottle and cap. Doesn't say anything about it being BPA free. I can't see it. Is that one BPA free?
It doesn't say, James.
You know what it might be? It might be either the BPA or that it's made from previously recycled bottles. That it's such a strong plastic taste. Just switch to aluminum.
To me, this water tastes is kind of cheapy. I don't like it that much.
It tastes like liquefied plastic to me. I don't know if I'm just super sensitive to that plastic thing or whatever, but it just tastes like liquid. It doesn't taste like water. It's like a couple notches. It's really sad because it's a spring water too, but it's like a couple notches above Smart Water Black.
I think if it was like really, really cold with like ice, it would be good to drink. Maybe. But like this, how we're drinking it now around like 55 degrees or so, and we can stick our thermometer in and see what it's really at.
You can make liquid plastic cold. I still don't want to drink liquid plastic.
True. Yeah, this water, it's at 60 degrees.
60 Fahrenheit, which is what Celsius?
15.8.
15.8 Celsius. So it's still cold, but it's not like the ideal temperature.
What's your bottle cap rating?
It tastes like, at least it's a spring water, but it tastes like plastic. They say nothing about the sustainability. Except for They're committed to Maine. Yeah, go Maine, I guess. I don't know. I've never been to Maine.
Me neither. It's one of the states I've never been to. Maybe we need to take a trip to Maine.
I'll pass.
I'm pretty sure they have good lobster in Maine.
Ooh, true. I'd go for lobster rolls. Yeah. I'll give it a 4 out of 10? 3 out of 10?
3?
3.5.
I'm with you. I'll go the same as you. 3.5 out of 10 bottle caps for Poland Spring Origin.
It's like the worst tasting spring water.
Yeah. And they've got a green cap and they've got kind of green colors on it, making it look like it's a sustainable thing, but not so much.
Yeah.
All right.
So now I'm excited because we got two of my high hope waters here.
Me too.
So, what do we start with?
Your call. Dealer's choice.
Let's start with the thing that we're going to need to sound an alarm for. So, just in case our audio is disproportionate, we don't know how to fix it because we're still pretty new to this stuff. We don't have much software for it besides Anchor. So, turn down your volume now. That was your warning.
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Kopu water. How do you say it? Kopu?
It's Kopu water.
And what are those little lines over the U's? What do those mean?
I guess since this water is from New Zealand, I guess it's from the New Zealand alphabet. It's like, it's different ways to pronounce the letters. So it would be pronounced Kopu, I think, when it's like that. Kopu.
Kopu. I'll pour you some water, sir.
Yeah, so this is the artisan version, the still version. We had the sparkling one before.
Purity is the ultimate luxury, it says.
And do you know what I like? I like, the bottle is awesome. We have it up there. That's the sparkling version up there.
Oh, yeah, in the bottle collection.
And you know what they do? They make it say pure sparkling water instead of artisan, and they literally just swap the colors.
Oh yeah, it's reverse. Like, look at that.
We should post a video or a photo of it.
Of both together, Insta. Yeah.
Yeah, both together. Together. It's literally the same bottle, just swapped colors. And I think it's nice. I don't think it's lazy. I think it's
it's really cool branding.
Kopu Water, New Zealand. We are led by a simple belief. Purity is the ultimate luxury. Sourced from the land of pristine wild beauty and unbridled adventure, Kopu water is as pure as the morning star herself. From the refreshing taste to our eco-friendly bottle, Kopu provides an opulent experience for both you and the planet.
Ooh, opulent. Big word. Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Kopu water.
Kopu water.
Do you have any information about the actual water?
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa.
That is tasty water.
I've never had that before. Wait, do you get that, like, almost chocolate flavor?
It's sweet. It's very sweet.
Wait. Try it again. You don't get, like, a chocolate flavor coming through? Am I, like, going insane? It's, like...
It tastes really good, James. I'm not sure about chocolate, but I'm definitely getting, like, some tones of sweetness with this water.
I'm getting a lot of sweetness, but I'm getting, like,
Kopu water is sourced from an artisan aquifer thousands of feet below the dormant volcanoes of New Zealand's Bay of Plenty. Our aluminum bottles protect this precious water, which has not seen light for thousands of years.
Ooh, I'm getting a super flowery, nutty bitterness from it, and it tastes kind of like chocolate. That is insane.
You know, that's a thing, James. Like, if you have water in a clear plastic bottle and it's stored over time, you get that plasticky taste into the water. Whereas if it's dark and the light doesn't get in and it's in aluminum, it really purifies. It keeps the water much more pure. Ah, here I've got the makeup of the water for you, James.
Wow.
Kopu Artisan has a soft, luxurious taste with an alkaline pH of 7.8. Kopu Sparkling is infused with fine champagne-like bubbles. And then here's the mineral content. Calcium, 3. Magnesium, 1. Potassium, 3. Chloride 7, sodium 12, silica 97. So that's that smoothness that it has. Total dissolved solids. Do you have a guess?
It's super complicated. I don't know if it's a mineral though that's giving it that, or it's the aromas around it. I'm gonna give it. Or I'm gonna say it's like 400 something.
You're a little high. It's 126 on total dissolved solids.
I'm not a little high. I'm a lot high. I don't know. Definitely, if you see a Kopu still or a Kopu sparkling, they're both good. But definitely, if you see a Kopu still, that's the one that is majority silver, pick some up. Because it's, like, nutty and flowery and bitter, and it's, like, sweet as well. It's an adventure in your mouth.
I'll tell you what else I appreciate about this brand. It was very easy for me to find... on their website, a certificate of analysis for their water.
They're doing everything right, huh?
They sure are.
Wow. Wow, do they have anything about their sustainability? Well, we know aluminum is already a good thing. Alright, let's see. I don't have anything on their,
Well, James, you're in luck. I can help you out. Because I know about their sustainability. And I have some information to share with you. Would you like to know?
Yes, I would.
We have created the most sustainable water bottle on the market. What? Our recyclable, resealable aluminum bottles are designed with the intention as the most eco-friendly alternative to glass and plastic. Recycling. 75% of aluminum that has been created is still in use today. We know about that. Transport. It's just saying it's easier and cheaper to transport aluminum. And then there's a video here about how Kopu is sustainable. Are you interested in seeing that?
Not necessarily. I want to know if they're trying to reach carbon neutrality or anything like that. This water is delicious, though. I love the packaging. I love that they are trying to be sustainable, too. And they're succeeding pretty well. Ooh, this is hard. I'm going to need to get... I think I'm going to do
it. So it's New Zealand water, but the company is based out of Santa Barbara, California.
I think I'm going to do it.
No.
I think I'm getting...
For real?
It's
really good.
It's really unique. I don't know if you're getting those flavors. I'm getting an insane nuttiness from it. It's like... 10 out of
10. 10 out of 10 for Kopu water. Wow, James.
Kopu still.
Huh.
Whoa, that is good.
That is impressive.
It's like eating a cashew.
It's really rare to give out a 10 on this show. And that you found another 10. And you know what, James? I'm going to take another sip of this water. And I'll tell you if I can confer and back up your 10 or if I got to go a little bit lower.
It's fine if you go a little lower. It's my opinion. It's like biting into a cashew for me. I get that nuttiness coming through. I get that bitterness. I get that sweetness.
It's wonderful. James, I'm with you. 10 out of 10 bottle caps. Cheers.
That's another. How many waters have gotten that?
Perfect score.
Vichy
Catalan. That. Yep.
Sopassani.
Yep.
Sparkling has gotten that.
Yep.
Saint Geron, I think, has gotten that.
I believe you're right. Did Fillette get that too? Fillette water?
Fillette water, I think, got that, and Hilden still got that.
Yes.
So we're adding a sixth. That's the Sinister Six right there.
The Sinister Six top waters.
That's the top dogs right now that we've ever had on our podcast. We've probably had over 50 waters on our podcast by now.
Oh, for sure. I think more, really.
Yeah, like, different, though. 50 different waters, maybe. That's our top six right there. That's the best of the best that we have had currently. And it is delicious.
So good job, Kopu Water. And this is one, we finished the bottle. And this is a 23-ounce, 680 milliliter. 1 pint and 7 ounces. That's a weird size. I don't know why they chose that. But.
Yeah. It looks good, though. It's a good-looking bottle.
That's for sure.
We're definitely going to have to add that to the collection.
Kopu, Santa Barbara, California. Product of New Zealand.
I'll add it right next to my my sparkling Kopu, so it's like...
Yeah, you can see them side by side. Cool. So right. There's one more water left for the program today, James.
And this is a great water. Not as good as Kopu still, I don't think. But
what's the name of this water?
Delicious. Oh, this is the mysterious water. This is the Waiwera water.
Can you spell that for me?
W-A-I.
Hang on. One second.
It's like...
I need to type it into the Google machine.
They don't have a social
media. W-A...
I...
Yep.
W-E-R-A. They don't have a social media presence. They don't have anything like that. They're just like...
That's really strange.
It is very strange. But it's a good water. So it's kind of odd. Like, very odd, really. That's not something that you see very often. But it's good. I mean...
This one's out in New Zealand as well.
Really? New Zealand coming in. Oh, yeah. Established 1875, New Zealand. Printed right there on the glass on the bottom.
Oh, cool.
That is, like, absolutely... Yeah, that's insane. New Zealand's got the waters. Holy crap. All right. You want to try this?
Let's try it.
By the way, when we were talking about the Sinister Six before, that group, that's not the 10 out of 10 waters, that's the 20 out of 20 waters, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's...
20 out of 20, two tens. A 10 from you and a 10 from me.
Did you give Hilda still a 10? I think you did,
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah. I really love that water.
It's so good. We need to go back to that supermarket just to get that water.
What supermarket was it?
Well, it's a very odd place to find Hilda still.
Oh, it was in the Japanese market, right?
It's just a full-on, like, all-around Asian market in general. It's called Mitsuwa, I think.
Mitsui, yeah. That's the one.
Mitsuwa. It's, it's like in Santa Ana or something. I don't know. They have Hilden still there, though, which is very odd to find because Hilden is a, New England export?
It's from London, yeah.
Yeah,
it's by Her Majesty the Queen.
Uh-huh. Well, not...
It's endorsed.
Approved.
It's the official water of the royal family or something.
Cheers.
Cheers, James. Oh, that is good. Ooh. I like those bubbles.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Ooh, it's acidic.
Mm-hmm. And it's sweet. Ooh. That is good. Holy crap. New Zealand, really? Wow. New Zealand is pulling through with these waters today.
Back, is this back the same company? Waters. I found like a wine company.
Wait, let me see. Why, we're organic winery. That looks...
It looks like the same bottle.
Inspired by the 17th century, which is 18th, right? Yeah, no, this is it's a winery that happens to make water. That is the weirdest thing.
I guess they use their good water for their wine.
Wow. Okay, good. The artesian boar where we source our water from, its properties are 250 milligrams of TDS per liter.
Oh, wow.
And the hardness is only 3 milligrams of per liter, and the pH is 9.5.
Wow, that's pretty high pH.
That is a high pH for a naturally occurring water.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Yeah, no wonder this thing's so acidic, huh?
I like the bottle.
And delicious.
It sure is. Two New Zealand waters in a row. That's never happened on the Bubbles podcast before, I don't think.
Yeah. And New Zealand really has some great waters, huh?
Yeah. New Zealand's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Lots of pristine nature in New Zealand. You know what I'm going to ask? What's your bottle cap rating?
Bottle cap rating! Oh, it's so sweet. The aftertaste is really sweet, isn't it? Yeah, this is good too. Holy crap. What? Oh, and they have a resort, I think.
Oh, really?
What?
We should go to the resort.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm going to have another little sip of this. You want some more?
Yeah. I'm going to give this a... You know what? This is gonna get an 8.5 out of 10.
8.5? Ooh, like, that's good.
High ranking. And the only reason that it's not getting a higher ranking, like a 9, is because... of how mysterious it is.
There's right?
No social media.
I was going to say the same thing.
The only place I find it is in Gelson's.
Yeah, there's one Instagram account and it's like in Arabic.
And it's like, it's...
Like, look at this. That's the one Instagram account I found with only 268 followers.
It's not even a water company.
It's not like the official.
It's not even a water company. It's a winery. But it's pretty damn good water. Yeah, so this gets a 8.5 out of 10 for me, because I like the acidity, I like the bubbles. The bubbles are unique. What it does, it, like, as soon as it goes in your mouth, it, like, fizzes up to the top and yeah. starts hitting the roof.
This water's a solid 8. It's a solid 8 for me.
Yeah, so that comes out to, like, an 8.25 or something, right?
Yep.
That's great.
Well, James, I think our work here is almost done. Mm-hmm. But I would like to know what's on for you for the rest of the day.
Mm. Honestly, we were going to go for a bike ride, but yesterday I crashed pretty bad.
You're a little injured.
Hurt my neck.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of lay off of that today.
Let's call an audible and do something else.
Yeah, we're not quite sure what we're going to do yet, but... we'll find something fun.
I know this evening I'm going to make with the producer a seafood paella. Do you like seafood paella?
Ooh, yes, I do.
So I got to go pick up some ingredients for that.
Can you pick up some crab? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. We shall see. You like crab in your seafood paella?
Yes. I think that would be really good.
Could be, yeah. Crab, yeah.
Yeah. I think after this, I'm going to chill for like an hour or so, and then we'll go do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's about our day today after filming this.
Good. Well, James, thank you for being my co-host on this wonderful podcast today.
Thank you, too. You're also my co-Bond movie watcher.
That's right. We watched another Bond movie. Which one did we watch today?
It's like tradition whenever we do an episode of the pod to watch a Bond movie. Now.
Yeah, but we're running out.
Yeah.
So we got to do a lot more episodes of the podcast, and there's going to be Bond movies.
We have like 5 left.
That one was pretty good. It had Halle Berry in it, and Pierce Brosnan was 007 Bond, James Bond.
Yeah.
Had some pretty terrible CGI, though.
Oh, it was late 90s, right? The worst of the series, which is crazy to think about, considering it's one of the later ones.
Yeah, I think that was back before like high definition TVs.
Yeah.
So we need to say thank you, right?
Yeah. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach us, you can do that by going to thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on our TikTok at The Bubbles Podcast, our Instagram at The Bubbles Podcast, our YouTube, The Bubbles Podcast. All of those are lowercase with no underscores, caps, nothing, spaces. Yeah. If you're listening on Anchor, you can press that voice message button and send us a voice message, and we'll feature you on the podcast.
That sounds good.
And rate and review us.
Please. Rate and review us with how many stars?
5.
5.
5.
Okay.
Give us as high rankings as we gave Kopu still.
Stay hydrated, people.
Stay hydrated. And until next time, I am Steve.
I guess that makes me James.
And Kopu water is cool.